It's exciting. We get the opportunity to play another week. We still have every goal, right within our grasp that, we came in the season with. It's not going to get any easier. Obviously, we know that, the Packers are the number one seed for a reason, 15-1, playing in Lambeau Field. Those guys are, they're pretty good. So we got our hands full, but I feel as though we'll be ready for the test.
Is the key with Rodgers the same as it is with Brady, where you get pressure up the middle, and that's the...
I know a lot of people puts a lot of concentration on pressure at the middle, but I think pressure in all areas. Yeah. But normally when you get pressure up the middle, it allows you to kind of take away some of his avenues to throw. Aaron is not as short as Breeze, I guess, so he can kind of see a little bit better when it comes to hands in his face and things like that, but it still makes it tougher if you get pressure under the middle.
Justin, how much did you learn about the Giants, your own team, in that loss to the Packers, who at the time were undefeated and cruising as the best team in the league?
Well, I mean, the thing I learned is that, any given Sunday, you have an opportunity to beat every team in this league, regardless of who you are. I'm sure no one expected Kansas City to beat the Packers, but they did. So, any given Sunday, you have that opportunity to... beat a team like this, and we're looking forward to this Sunday.
When you left the game 4 weeks ago, whatever it was, you were so close to beating them. Do you remember what it felt like afterwards? Like, was it we got beat by a better team? Was it missed opportunity? What did you think back then?
I think every time you come out of a game like that, you think about the opportunities missed, and if a call would have went this way, or we would have called a different play call here, or whatever it may be. You get those guys credit. We were leading. They had a last-minute drive to go down and get the field goal. We was tired and they went down and got the last second field goal. So you always think to yourself, if I did this differently, or we would have made this play call here differently, or if I disguised here, or whatever it may be. But it happened for a reason. Hopefully it happened for us as a testament of, redemption, I guess. So, that's something that's going to be on our mind. I'm sure it's on theirs, too. I saw the Greg Jennings tweet about, remember what happened in 08. So it's going to be an emotional football game for both teams, and I think it's going to be a good football game.
You guys wanted this rematch right away, right? I mean, that was something on your mind in the locker room?
Yeah, I think we did. More than anything, we just want the opportunity to keep playing, regardless of who we were going to face. It just happens to be the Green Bay Packers, and we're looking forward to that. But, we don't care who it is at this point. To be the best, you got to beat the best, and we'll have that opportunity on Sunday.
Are you going to do like Jason and guarantee a win?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to guarantee you we're going to go up there and trying to get the win. Knowing you guys, you probably asked him a loaded question. He just gave you his honest opinion about it. So, I can't necessarily blame him. Nah.
You were seven and seven
at one point, and a lot of question marks were out there. Now you guys have won three in a row. What have you learned about your team?
I learned that if you win football games, you get the opportunity to play next week. So hopefully we can win this week and get the opportunity to play the next week.
How have you guys done this? How have you put it together?
Playing one play at a time, not getting beside ourselves, not getting too high to highs, too low to lows. And I know that's cliche, but it is that simple. I think early in the year, we just didn't do a good job of letting things go, whether it be good plays or bads, and in some ways became some individuals. Now I think we're playing better as a unit.
Did you learn something about your defensive coordinator through all this? Because a few weeks ago when things weren't going well, he was under a lot of heat and a lot of things could change.
I learned that he don't really care what y'all people say, because it'd be easy for him to read the newspapers and say, this person got fired and he might be up for the coaching job or this and that and whatever it may be. He didn't allow any of that to distract him, and he continued to press forward and continue to try to do his job at the highest level, and I think we've all benefited from that.
Justin, in one rare case, can history actually help you here, in that the mystique of Lambeau Field and the cold, frozen tundra and all that stuff is not something that beat you guys last time you went there in the playoffs? Does that help you erase all of that mental edge that they might have this weekend?
Well, I don't know if they have that much mental edge, but time will tell. We know what it takes to go up there and win, and obviously they know what it takes to win there too. So it's just going to be two football teams, doing any and everything within the game of football to make sure they come out with a win, and I think that makes for exciting football.
The last time you guys played them, you know, we talked about how good your pass rush was, but I think the bar was a lot lower at the time.
Mm.
So do you, you know, was that good, but it needs to be better? I mean, is that a fair assessment?
Well, I would like to know who set that bar.
Well, at the time you weren't rushing the passer very well.
But our bar has always been high, and it doesn't really, you know. But to answer your question, we are probably playing the best up front that we've played all year. And our secondary is playing awesome, too, and I think a lot of credit goes to them. I know, you know, people think that sacks are just, you know, the D-line's effort up front or whatever, whatever. But a lot of it has to do with, you know, how we're tied in the back end, too. So, it's just a complete effort all the way around.
But the last time you could have used, you know, a little more pressure in certain spots.
No pressure.
So, and you also played without Osa, too.
We did. And, you know, I think we're a little bit more healthy as a defense. Obviously, they're going to get some guys back on their O-line, and they're more healthy, too. So, it's going to make for an intriguing matchup. We'll see what happens.
Justin, I always say that Favre, you can always count on him to throw, make a big mistake, at least one big mistake in a game, and kind of had a history of that in the playoffs. Is Rodgers different? I mean, when he threw six picks this year, he was almost perfect in the playoffs last year.
Mm. Well, I'm kind of getting like Aaron was a couple of years ago and getting tired of answering questions about Favre. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
Justin, the first time you played them, you were not playing personally as well as you are now.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you would do that. Osi was not on the field at all. Mm-hmm. Brady was coming back and said he was really not himself at all. Do you think they've seen the best, you know, of what your defense really is with you three guys back?
I hope not. You know, I hope we have three more games here to see what our best is going to be this year. But with that said, man, I think we are playing the best we've played so far this year. And obviously it comes at a good time for us.